Firestarter by Stephen King.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
In memory of Shirley Jackson, who never needed to raise her voice. It was a pleasure to burn. Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit 451. New York, Albany. 1.
Daddy, I'm tired, the little girl in the red pants and the green blouse said fretfully. Can't we stop?
Not yet, honey. He was a big, broad-shouldered man in a worn and scuffed corduroy jacket and plain brown twill slacks. He and the little girl were holding hands and walking up Third Avenue in New York City, walking fast, almost running. He looked back over his shoulder, and the green car was still there, crawling along slowly in the curbside lane.
Please, Daddy, please. He looked at her and saw how pale her face was. There were dark circles under her eyes.
He picked her up and sat her in the crook of his arm, but he didn't know how long he could go on like that. He was tired, too, and Charlie was no lightweight anymore. It was 5:30 in the afternoon, and Third Avenue was clogged. They were crossing streets in the upper 60s now, and these cross streets were both darker and less populated, but that was what he was afraid of. They bumped into a lady pushing a walker full of groceries.
"Look where you're going, won't you?"
she said, and was gone, swallowed in the hurrying crowds. His arm was getting tired, and he switched Charlie to the other one. He snatched another look behind, and the green car was still there, still pacing them, about half a block behind. There were two men in the front seat, and he thought a third...